Good morning, everybody. We want to welcome to our studios the one, the only, Reverend Andrew Black. Good morning.
Good morning. It's an honor to be with you. So, yeah, it's great. I was just listening to you in my truck and hopped out of the truck. And it's the beauty of radio is that you get to see where the magic happens firsthand. So literally jump out of my truck and here we are. So it's pretty wild to go from listening to being on the radio.
And thank you for being, you're in our studios, which are a bit in disarray right now. You know, we have a little construction going on, but
it's looking good. I was impressed walking in. You've got kind of a whole podcast center now. You've got this area. It's looking really good. I like it. I think the style's awesome. You got a New Mexico flag with Zia behind you. I mean, what else do you need?
What else do you need, man? We feel the love for our state, right? For New Mexico.
Exactly.
Well, you're someone who embodies that. You have a love for our earth. You have a love for our state. You have a love for our public lands, wildlife. You're here to talk about something important. You're always here. It's always important when Andrew's here. So today, let's talk about what's going on.
Yeah, so we've got some really good news. So on this Friday, from 11 to 1 at the U.S. Forest Service headquarters at the Well Trailhead, and I'll explain how to get there in a minute, we will be celebrating as the Caja del Rio Coalition new legislation, federal legislation that will be introduced by Senator Heinrich and Representative Ledger Fernandez, as well as co-sponsored by Senator Lujan. Super grateful to all of our federal leaders for their amazing leadership and you know, their perseverance in this political climate to introduce legislation to permanently protect the Caja del Rio. And we'll be having a community-wide celebration in honor of that legislation being introduced. And that'll be, you know, we'll have everything from traditional Pueblo and Hispano performances. We'll have free lunch. There'll be presentations on the El Camino Real by one of my favorite people, Michael Romero Taylor, whose father was a famous legislator from down south.
And we visited with him on the radio.
Yeah, J. Paul Taylor. Yep, amazing human being. So Michael Romero Taylor lives over in La Cienega and is a historian and worked with the National Park Service on the El Camino Real de Tierra Adentro. So he'll be doing a presentation. You know, folks like Hilario Romero from Agua Fria Village will also be talking. We'll have a lot of really good speakers, lots of opportunities to hike along the Camino Real, and then activities for kids and families and free food. So it's a great opportunity to come celebrate this legislation, and it's at the U.S. Forest Service headquarters, Well Trailhead. So basically, if you go past the MRC, you know, the Municipal Recreational Center, and the Marty Sanchez Golf Course, and you take that first left past Marty Sanchez onto County Road 62. That's where that kind of Forest Service pavilion and picnic area is. All are welcome. We'll have, you know, as I said, great food. But it's a chance just to gather as community and to you know, kind of celebrate this milestone in getting legislation to permanently protect the Caja del Rio in both the House and the U.S. Senate.
You've been working on this for, tell us how many years and also how many different administrations.
Yeah, so I literally started working on this back in 2015, and with the Obama White House, that's how far ago that was. You know, really, yeah, worked through both the Biden administration, the Trump first administration, now the Trump second administration. And it's, you know, it's a labor of love, right? You persevere and protect this area because this area truly deserves it and is one of the most cultural, historical, archaeological, spiritually significant areas, not only in our state, but really in the American Southwest and in really in the entire nation. I mean, this area of the Caja del Rio has shaped the identity of not only the Southwest, but really Americans as a whole, whether that's folks coming up the Camino Real, whether that's, you know, thousand-year-old petroglyphs that have spoken to Native spirituality and indigenous communities here since time immemorial, or it's Route 66 cutting across the Caja and kind of that westward expansion coming out of the Great Depression. So you also had Union soldiers moving along the Caja, right, kind of dealing with construction of roads there in the 1860s. So really remarkable American history, you know, kind of going back to old Spain and the Euro, you know, the longest Euro-American trail with the Camino Real, and of course, incredible indigenous history and the culture and spirituality that goes to all that. One of the things about the Caja that I love is it's a really incredible religious landscape. You know, my community goes up every year and celebrates our Easter sunrise service up there. Many of the Pueblos continue to hold prayer and pilgrimage and ceremony and worship up there, as well as the Hispano villages in the area, you know, a gathering of prayer and pilgrimage there as well. And then, of course, gathering everything from firewood to hunting and those kind of things. So this legislation protects all those things, and we can talk about what's in the bill if you would like.
You've been at it for 11 years. How are you able to still talk about it with the same excitement and vigor as the first day you started on this? Because, you know, some people, it could weigh on some folks, but you are, you know, just at it today like you were the first day.
I think
how are you able to do that?
Yeah, I think for me, it has a lot to do with my faith, honestly. You know, one of the Psalms says the earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, that this place isn't ours. We are tenants of this place. We are given a sacred duty and responsibility to care for the earth, and that lasts our whole life. And so, you know, you're just working constantly to realize that one of the ways that I live my faith is to care for God's creation, to respect it, to honor it, and to do right by the Creator who made that creation, of course. And the other thing I think that's really important is, you know, recognizing that areas like this also speak to the identity of communities, whether it's indigenous, whether it's Hispano communities, but shape the culture of who we are as New Mexicans, right? It's the interconnection between land, water, wildlife, and people and culture. And so for me, you know, my perseverance, I guess, in the last 11 years is not only that sense of deeper responsible stewardship that comes from my faith, you know, as a Christian leader and minister, but I think also it really has a lot to do with the fact that I'm a father. You know, I have a 5-year-old daughter, and I want to protect this area not only for her, but for many future generations so that they can enjoy places like the Caja del Rio or the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge or the Grand Canyon, all these areas that are, you know, kind of under threat, because I think that as a parent, we deserve, we have a duty and we deserve to treat future generations with respect and dignity to care for them so that they can see these amazing places and enjoy them like we have.
Well, is there any, so, you know, thankfully we have our congressional delegation, Senator Lujan, Senator Heinrich, Congresswoman Teresa Ledger Fernandez. Any signs coming out of D.C. that if there's going to be like another, like a Republican leader from another state that might be joining in on? Anybody that is who loves public lands on the Republican side that you guys are hoping might sign on to this?
That's the hope, right? I mean, I'm going to talk to my good friend, Representative Gabe Vasquez. He's over on the Public Lands Caucus in the House, and we'll see what we can do on that side of the equation. And then, of course, work with Senators Heinrich and Lujan to see what we can do in the U.S. Senate.
I know bipartisan stuff has worked before. I mean, for the downwinders, Senator Lujan and some Republicans have worked together. Heinrich has worked with other Republicans on different things. It's not unheard of.
No, absolutely not.
For bipartisanship to come together on some things.
And what we really find is public lands, you know, in a very noisy, divisive country, continue to be a place that, you know, bring people together across the political aisle, across all kinds of faith traditions, across all kinds of backgrounds and communities, that public lands are one of those things within the American identity that really shape us as a nation, but at the same time continue to bring us together in incredible ways. And so, yeah, that's exactly the hope. I think that, you know, getting more and more people out to the Caja del Rio and understanding how just incredibly unique it is, whether it's from a geologic perspective or a cultural perspective or spiritual perspective or ecological perspective as a wildlife migration corridor and having critical habitat to everything from golden eagles and bald eagles to bear and deer, the Caja is really amazing and unique. And so I think once you step foot on that common ground, it's really easy for us to find common ground. The other thing I would say is, you know, this bill is really interesting and unique. What it does is it creates a special management area for the U.S. Forest Service portion, which is about 67,000 acres of the Caja del Rio, and it creates a national conservation area for the Bureau of Land Management portion of the Caja del Rio. And so what this bill does is it encourages coordination between local governments and traditional communities and, of course, the federal agencies. It requires the BLM and the National Park Service to kind of work in land management together because the National Park Service oversees the Camino Real Historic Trail. And it also requires, you know, more travel management. And so what is this bill really doing? I think from a practical perspective as New Mexicans, this bill is going to limit new permanent road construction. It's going to require that all motorized vehicles are limited to designated routes, right? So you just don't want to be carving up the Caja del Rio in all kinds of ways that impact wildlife and cultural sites and sacred sites. It'll also prohibit new rights of way, you know, preventing those electrical transmission lines and natural gas pipelines, highways, But it's also going to allow really many important things that shape who we are as a community, right? So it's going to continue to allow livestock grazing, continue to allow hunting, traditional herb gathering, mineral gathering for pottery and for other reasons for the Pueblos. But also it's going to encourage ecological restoration, especially in the face of wildfire risk, which is becoming more and more of a challenge, as you know, Esteban, in the Southwest. And so the other piece that this bill is going to do is to provide more and more resources and more intentionality for law enforcement and for cultural interpretation.
Yeah, that's always – I want to talk to more – I want to expand on that when we return. Let's take a quick break because you always have these cleanups, right?
Yeah, and exactly.
And it's like another – it's kind of like busy bees with the same energy and vigor cleaning up one weekend, the next weekend, the next – and then people keep littering.
Yep.
But you still have the same volunteers that go and, like, keep at it.
It's a bit like Sisyphus of just pushing that rock up the hill only to have it roll down again. We've got to get to the systemic root of the problem and start to deal with this as a community.
And get some resources. So
that's right.
We'll be back with more to talk about what resources you guys are asking for. And back in a moment. All right. Hanging out with Andrew. Good morning, Andrew. We are going to come back and continue our discussion about the Caja del Rio. And got a text in from our good friend Anita, who has requested some Elvis Presley. So let's play some Elvis Presley, and then when we come back, we'll continue our conversation. All right, back in a moment. All right, we're back with Andrew Black, Reverend Andrew Black. Andrew, you're a reverend with Presbyterian?
Yeah, First Presbyterian Church, Santa Fe.
First Presbyterian Church, Santa Fe. And by the way, that song went out to Anita. Good morning, Anita. Thank you for tuning in. We're talking about the Caja del Rio. You reintroduced some legislation, and we were talking about that before the break there. And, every week, it seems like every week, but I see volunteers getting together often. It's not every week, but it's often. And they join you in cleaning up the Caja del Rio time and time and time again, which means people are littering over and over and over again. And, I was telling you offline there, I can't remember the last time I intentionally littered. And I'm not saying that to pat myself on the back. It's just not even a thought to me. I remember I threw a piece of gum out the window one time, and my wife, Audie, she was just like, "What are you doing?" So it just takes a next level, and I'm going to say it, people that don't care for our earth or others, maybe even themselves, that are just out there dumping intentionally.
Yep.
And what are we going to do about that?
I mean, I think that, a couple things. One is, just thanks to all the volunteers who continue to help clean up, because it does make a difference. I mean, we're seeing less and less each time, and we're also cleaning up areas that had been, kind of really beat up and destroyed, and we're renewing those areas, and you can kind of see that over time. And this is, I've done 10 of these community-wide cleanups. We've picked up over 50,000 pounds of illegal dumping. I mean, last time we were out there, which was just a couple weeks ago, we pulled a boat off of it, a refrigerator, right? And people are shooting at those things. And so, you're allowed and permitted to shoot on public lands, but you got to clean up your targets. You got to clean up your shells and your casings, right? Like, it's about respect. And fundamentally, it's about respect for yourself. It's respect for future generations. It's respect for wildlife. It's respect for God's creation, right? And that's what it really comes down to. But I think, that has to be kind of a core ethic, and understanding and being intentional with the way you go about things and how you carry yourself is a big part of that. And of course, that's, a lot of the work that we do as spiritual leaders is to work to help people understand that and kind of, to grow. The other piece of it, I think, is really, you got to give incentives to people to be able to dump, when they need to in different places, and whether that's mattresses or couches or refrigerators or appliances. The opportunities to use free dump days that the county's providing. We're also trying to work with businesses on the front end to have responsibility to be able to collect those items when they need to be turned in, or, you need to buy a new mattress, you can turn in your old one. We're working to try to create those bigger policies within the city, the county, and the state. But the other thing you have to do is you also have to have law enforcement and more patrols and more, eyes out. so to speak, from the local community about what's going on in the Caja, but also a lot of America's public lands, which is, you know, people are taking, you know, those bigger items, a boat, a refrigerator, hot water heater, and they're just dumping them out there. And, you know, that's just a huge disrespect to the land, the water, the wildlife, the soil, the air. And also the communities that have kind of walked in on that landscape since time immemorial, right? Whether that's the indigenous communities or the Hispano communities. I think the big thing that I see is an opportunity for folks to realize, you know, that has impacts to lots of different things, lots of different animals, lots of different environmental factors, but also our broader community and how we carry ourselves and how we hold ourselves out to the world. And so, you know, a big part of what we're working to do, too, is to make sure that this bill has the bill for the Caja del Rio Protection Act has resources for law enforcement to be able to curtail illegal dumping, to curtail illegal OHV and off-road vehicle use to not on permitted trails and routes. And so the big, you know, part of this is when you see like a truck, you know, driving onto the Caja with a refrigerator in the back of it or a mattress, you know, nothing's going to happen, right? So I think that's what the law enforcement's going to really start to crack down on and to provide more and more resources for that and surveillance for that. Because this is not a place for illegal dumping. You know, we have great dump sites. We have free dump days. There's lots of folks in the community that want to help you with donations, whether that's your Habitat for Humanity or your Goodwill. So there's lots of ways to try to dispose things and to do it affordably. So, you know, we're making sure that that's not an excuse either.
Well, you know, that I'm glad you mentioned that. It's there are some solutions there that you mentioned, not only resources for our increased law enforcement, but also maybe trying to make it make dumping more available for people. I mean, we do have dumping centers here. Yep. Got Bert and others.
Yeah, and you've got recycling centers over there off Aguafria, right?
The county has, the city has, that's another option, trying to, you know, have more amnesty days, perhaps, who knows, on dumping stuff. Good points there. Really appreciate it. So what's next? What's next for the legislation?
So the legislation will be formally introduced on Friday, this Friday, from 11 to 1. There'll be a huge community-wide celebration around that, and it'll be over at the U.S. Forest Service Wellhead, which is just past, as I said, Marty Sanchez Golf Course. It's that first left right after that on County Road 62. From 11 to 1 on Friday, there'll be free food and lunch. There'll be great speakers. There'll be indigenous and Hispano traditional ceremony or traditional celebration and dances and those kind of things. And it'll just be a great opportunity for the community to come together to show the support for the Caja del Rio, to celebrate this landmark legislation that's being introduced on Friday. And also more so just to gather as a community and continue to work to protect this place. Because it's at the end of the day, the local community, we are going to be the responsible stewards of the Caja del Rio, right? Legislation and policy can only go so far. And at the end of the day, we have to take ownership and perspective of this landscape and what we need to do to care for future generations. And so that lies with us as all the, as local community leaders, as local governments. But we also need to recognize that those federal protections are really, really critical, right? Because they help, you know, create policies and provide resources as well as planning and management for how to keep the area, free of bigger mining, you know, more roads and transmission, as well as how to, you know, value the, you know, important inherent values of the area, whether that's hunting, traditional wood gathering or pinon gathering, herb gathering, those kind of things. And so we want to, you know, make sure that we protect those traditional land uses and at the same time, you know, stop kind of some of the bigger things that are the threats to the Caja del Rio and its overall survival as an ecological landscape.
Well, thanks for being here, Andrew.
Thank you.
For sharing this. Really appreciate it. And stop in from time to time as the legislation's making its way.
Yeah, it's an honor to be with you. And thanks for all this radio does for our community. Thanks for the information that it helps get out there. And yeah, and we'll keep you updated on the legislation. I mean, obviously the first is the introduction, which will happen on Friday. And the bill's a great bill. And I think it's really landmark legislation that'll help the Caja del Rio and set out a vision for the whole nation. But then, eventually it'll have to have a hearing in different committees in the House and the Senate, and we'll keep you updated on all that. And hopefully we'll get to a place where it passes, and continue to work also with folks groups like the state land, you know, the state land commissioner on protection of state lands and other kind of pieces in and around the Caja as well.
Very cool. Well, Andrew, you have yourself a great day. Do want to say good morning to Carmichael Dominguez. You know, you're, you know, like Batman and Robin when you guys come in over here. You know, superheroes out there. And Carmichael, good morning if you're tuning in. And yeah, all the volunteers that are that go with you to help care for the Caja. Good morning. Shout out to you. Have a great day, man.
Thanks. You too.